Proclamation number 7735 of 31st of October, 1960. Proclamation of Jesus Christ and the Divine Doctrine of Love. You represent my name before the world when you proclaim the gospel of love, when you spread the divine teaching of love which I proclaimed myself when I lived on earth. Then you will not be able to avoid confessing my name to those who hear the gospel from you, for you will try to persuade them to believe in me and my act of salvation, because the love within you will also impel you to mention my act of salvation, which concluded my life on earth and was, as it were, the crowning of my love for people. For only love was able to accomplish such a work of mercy. Only love was able to take upon itself such suffering as I endured as the human being Jesus. Again and again people should therefore be made aware of my act of love. Again and again they should be admonished to love themselves. And again love must be preached, because only then can the understanding for my act of salvation be found, and because only a person full of love will confess my name before the world. And you humans must accept me, you humans must believe in me and let yourselves be redeemed by me if you want to become blessed. For this reason I repeatedly send you my messengers who shall proclaim the divine teaching of love to you. For this reason the gospel will be presented to you again and mention will be made of him who died for you humans on the cross. This is why my name is proclaimed in the world again and again, for you all shall partake of the graces I purchased for you on the cross. But if you pass away without love, it will not touch you when it is proclaimed to you about me. Love is the first thing. Love is to be kindled in you first, because without love you are like a stone which sees nothing and hears nothing whatever is preached to it. Yet as soon as love is within you, it is not difficult for you to acknowledge me, to faithfully pronounce my name and call upon me for forgiveness of your sins. When love is within you, you acknowledge me myself as the eternal love, and then you belong to those for whom I died on the cross. And therefore love will be preached to you again and again, and my messengers of light of love will be sent out into the world to bring the light of love to those who want to accept it. And then my name will also always be proclaimed. Then testimony will be given of me and my act of salvation. For all you humans still have to find me before the end if you don't want to get lost for eternity. For only I myself can save you, and you must call upon me in Jesus Christ or you will remain unredeemed and cannot be spared the fate of a new banishment. This is why you, who want to serve me, are constantly spurred on to spread my gospel of love into the world, for anyone who accepts it will also accept me myself, he will let himself be redeemed by me before it is too late, he will accept the blessings of my act of salvation and he will be saved from ruin. Yet without love no one can become blissfully happy, without love no one can recognize me myself, who accomplished the act of salvation in the human being Jesus in order to clear the path for you which leads to me, which guides you back into your Father's house. Amen.